皆様、本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラ。
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Something that you may be thinking about, I don't know if you bought our CD last year. We do have the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD coming up. It'll be released in late December, early January. The Best of the Phil Henry Show, Philennium, this year's CD. All of the money, yeah, I know. And we got the name before the Willennium thing with Will, what's his name, Smith? But what am I going to do now? Best of the 20th century, best of the 21st century. I guess we'll come up with some name for this stinking thing, and we'll have it available for you. The Best of the Phil Henry Show, 1999, end of December, early January. All of the proceeds go to benefit My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Los Angeles, and it's something that I think affects the whole country, no matter where you're listening to us, because a lot of these kids come from, they come to L.A., and they have dreams of becoming movie stars, but in the meantime, they're eating out of garbage cans, and really, it ain't too cool. So what these great people at My Friend's Place have done down on Hollywood Boulevard and with the new building over near the Hollywood Freeway, they have a resource center there where these kids who are living on the street and have no way of contacting anybody, they give them a phone, they give them a computer, they give them some job counseling, they give them some AIDS testing. There is some very rudimentary medical help that can be availed. And they've been doing this for 10 years. They get no federal funding whatsoever, all from private donations. So our CD and the sale of our CD goes 100% to benefit, after production costs, to benefit My Friend's Place. We made $170,000 for them last year, the year before that, in the neighborhood of $75,000-$80,000. So this year, I don't know, man, maybe, and I don't know how many we should print up. How many of these? 4,000? Four, just four. Okay, thank you. And that ought to do it. So that's 4 times 20. That's $80. We're over the top. So we'll be doing that. And also I mentioned that we have a website up, philhenryshow.com. philhenryshow.com will give you information about our show, all of the odds and the ends, a couple of little games you can play. It's just an interesting site to visit, our official website, philhenryshow.com. And we invite you to visit that tonight while you're screwing around on the computer. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Corona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, I wanted to say, first of all, that I was very offended by that woman. And
have you ever heard anybody so stupid in your life?
I tell you something. I think that there is a old saying, those who forget the past are condemned to repeat it. And I think that she is a classic example of somebody who is not educated to the horror that occurred in this world not too very long ago. And that was what the Nazis did. And I'm thankful. I really believe this. I'm thankful I live in a world I don't think there are too many people like that.
Yeah, but the stupid people get a lot of, you know, the squeaky wheel getting the grease. The stupid people make more noise sometimes than the smart people, and they skew our view of life. And we tend to think that ignorant people are still, they're the ones who have the, I guess, the overriding voice.
Well, I'm hoping that that is not the case. I'd like to think that I'm one of the smart people. But
all right, now you're calling in about something else that's having to do with your wife?
Well, I tell you, I'm 38 years of age. I have been married 16 years. I've been married to the same woman. And I have told a man who answered the phone, your screener, that I'm a little bit worried, I guess, or nervous about the things that are going on in our home. I have two daughters. I've lived out here in Corona for 3 years. I'm originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. I have been a good provider, and I'm very, very sorry to say that I think my wife has been unfaithful to me. I think that she has, in some way, breached our marital vows.
And why do you think that?
There are things that a husband picks up on, and things that I don't think a man can deny when you realize that your marriage is going south. And I'm kind of proud of myself, I guess, that I'm not as emotional as I could be. But I certainly want people to understand that when you reach a point in your life, a woman you've been faithful to for 18 years, and you suddenly realize that she's cheating on you, it can be very emotional thing.
Well, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you that in the last month, she is exhibiting these signs of that obviously there is something going on behind my back. I noticed originally, I spoke to my attorney about it, that we had had a good sex life. I wouldn't say that it was great, but she has all of a sudden become quite skilled, I guess. And I don't want to say anything, I guess, that you can't put on the air or anything.
Well, just tell us what.
Well, she has, within the last month, become very, very skilled at lovemaking. She is doing things sexually that she had never done before. She has, I don't know, I'm very...
Go ahead, you can say it, sir. It's after 9 o'clock at night.
Well, she is doing things with her tongue, etc.
So she's doing some things orally?
She's doing things orally. She's doing sexually. She has become all of a sudden, over almost within the last few weeks, she has become suddenly this sexual skill. She's obviously gotten new experience in bed. The stuff she's doing with her whole tongue, she never ever came out the other night with her, but what do you want to call it? She came out with a jar of... I saw the jar and I wrote it down for my attorney so that I would remember it.
What? She came out with a jar of something?
She's got a jar of... it's called Astroglide. She's got this hip movement. In other words, she is demonstrating to me that she has learned some sexual technique that she did not have before. And now with the Astroglide and all of this... You put two and two together, then that's not all of it, because I think it takes more than that for a man to be suspicious. But she's lost about 10 pounds over the same period of time that she's become very, I think, skilled, probably more skilled than I remember her to be sexually. But she's lost about 10 pounds. She's going over to the fitness center over here, the family fitness center over here near where I live. She's started to power walk. Her wardrobe is decidedly more contemporary. She's wearing these, I asked my daughter what they are. They're called capri pants.
Yeah, capri pants. They're like pedal pushers.
Well, what we used to call pedal pushers, yeah. She's wearing now these, this capri deal, this pedal pusher deal. She's now telling me the husband, and she's telling me that she's going out with the girls every couple of weeks now. She goes over to El Torito in the capri pants. And she told me that she was singing karaoke and all of this with the girls. And she sang one night, come home singing that, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Which I don't know if you've heard that song, but that's all about how the woman's not sexually satisfied. And so it's clear to me that she is cheating on me, and I have never cheated on her. I came home for lunch. This was a week ago yesterday, so that would have been last Tuesday. And she says to me something about having a nooner or quickie or some such conversation like that.
She wanted to have sex with you.
She had never, ever mentioned the word or the phrase nooner or quickie or anything like that. And I want to say that if the man who my wife is cheating with is listening to your program tonight.
Hold on for a minute, Steve.
If I could just say this, Phil.
All right.
If the man who is cheating on me with my wife... If you are listening to this program, her name is April Bozell. She is my wife of 18 years. I love her very much. I don't think any other man can make her happy. And if you are the one who is cheating on my wife, cheating with my wife, then you better move on. And that I would just say, I would suggest you move on. Because she has never, ever been with another man other than me until she started cheating on me.
But you have to... Slow down. How do you know she's cheating on you?
Because of these changes.
And they're extreme.
They're very extreme changes, yeah.
Whew. Have you decided to confront her?
I don't need to confront her. I know a husband knows, a man knows. I don't need to confront her. I'm simply saying to whoever it is that is sleeping with my wife, April Bozell, you better move on. Okay, I can forgive and forget, but you better move on.
Will you hang on the line, Steve? Steve?
Yes, sir.
Will you hang on the line?
Yes, sir, I will.
1-800-449-8686. What did you hear? What did he say? His wife's working out. She's lost 10 pounds. She's wearing capri pants. She's going out drinking with the girls every couple of nights. And he said, let off the whole thing, that she is sexually very skilled. Add all of that up, she's cheating on him. Wow. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Let me get this guy back on the line here. Where's he calling from? Corona? Sir, are you there?
I'm right here, yeah.
All right, you're saying your wife's cheating on you. You're fairly sure because she has come home with... Was she coming home with...
It's not she's going out. She has started to wear on the capri pants. And if you see these capri, I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, I thought the capris are pretty popular right now.
Well, she had never, ever put on a capri or anything like that. And also, too, she is knowing all the tight sweaters and everything like that, too. Some of the sexuality that she's exhibiting in bed with me is something that I would say it certainly has not been part of her personality. So her personality's changed, sir. And I feel so very sad about it.
I understand, pal. It's rough, you know. But don't you think that you need... Let me take a phone call here. There's some people calling in with opinions.
I would say that what I've said to you, that if the man is listening to the program tonight...
I don't know whether he is or not.
But if he is, sir... I tell you, if you are the one who is going to bed with my wife, then I'm asking you better move on. She's been married to me. I know her like no other man could.
I got it, okay? I understand.
But I would hope you don't minimize my feelings.
I don't mean to minimize your feelings at all, and that's not what this is about. It's about making sure that you keep some perspective here. Powder Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I wanted to ask how old his wife is.
My wife's 35 years old.
Well, I can tell you from experience that if she's sharing her knowledge with you now, I don't think she's cheating.
Well, where'd she pick it up?
But as a woman gets to a certain age, we start to think, well, geez, you know, sex hasn't been all what it's cracked up to be.
You got that right.
So we start learning things.
Where'd she get the knowledge?
So we can have some fun ourselves.
Where'd she get the knowledge?
Hey, I've been practicing. My husband smiles like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Where'd she get the knowledge?
You learn it.
Yeah.
You practice.
Where do you learn it? And I don't want to make any comments on
I've
you.
I've been married for 20 years and faithful.
I don't.
And my husband has been grinning since I've been learning things.
Well, a woman
he's enjoying
learns
the heck out of it
through practical experience. And she's doing some things that no woman learns just by reading a book.
Oh,
okay,
you'd be surprised.
So, you know, I will tell you right now, she's all of a sudden in the span of 3 weeks changed. You don't do that in the span of 3 weeks, and she wants to spend more time away from the home. She is.
Well, you're talking about a
so
girl's night out, right?
She's spending time away from the home.
So do I. That doesn't mean I want to cheat on him.
Where are you
I want to have some fun.
Where are you spending your time?
I go out with my girlfriends. I go shopping. I go to the beach with my sister.
Where's your wife going?
She's going out to El Torito, going to these karaoke deals. She's going all having drinks.
So she
now,
wants
I'll tell
to
you
have
what you do.
Fun.
When you go out to those places, you got a lot of men cruising you.
Do you go out?
Ma'am, I work for a living, all
well,
right? And I
well,
will tell
don't
you
we all?
That I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that, all right? But I will tell you that I work for a living. I don't really have a great amount of time for socializing, especially during the middle of the week. And she's going out on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night with the girls, and they're going to the El Torito. They got on a capris and everything like that, and they're going out there showing it off.
Well,
I need to have a fight for the oral. Now she's always got the lips. In the past, I always, and again, I don't want to be.
Hey, I've
go ahead, spit it out.
I used to have to fight. To get the oral sex. Now she's always got the lips ready.
Well, she wants
to
please you.
How come I had to fight for 18 years for it? Now all of a sudden she's got the lips on.
Because women hit a sexual peak, and women get tired of ho-hum sex.
So on October 1st, 1999, she hit her sexual peak. She ain't never tickled me down there before.
Sometimes women wake up and say, hey, this life is just... The sex life, I know it can be better.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. My wife thinks that obviously she's bored with our sex life.
All right, here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
I have a comment to your caller. You know, she gets to a certain age where things just change and she might want to improve herself. She gets some new books to learn some new tricks.
Why does a woman do that?
Well,
okay. Why does a woman all of a sudden, 18 years, she didn't want to look good for me, my wife, and I will say this, I say this with love. She was not put together all that great. Now, all of a sudden, she wants to get the 10 pounds off. Now, all of a sudden, come on the capri pants.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, all of this.
Okay, well, I'm 34, and I'm getting to a point. I've been married for 12 years. I am trying to get back into shape, get back into that little 18-year-old figure that I tried to have. And, you know, you get to a point where you want to look as best as you can for yourself.
Are you doing that for your man, or are you doing that for another man?
No, I'm doing it for my man and for myself. If I feel good about myself...
What's that got to do with it? When you say yourself, what's that mean?
Well, if I feel I look good, I feel a lot more sexual, and I want to be with my husband a lot more, and I feel more... proud, and I want to meet him more.
Do you go out looking like that? One day she hates the oral, and the next day she can't get enough in her mouth, and that does not happen overnight.
Well, like the other caller said, I mean, you go read books, you might read up on it, see something, get
I'm
some ideas
worried.
For movies. You get to the point. You really need to talk to her. I mean, communication,
why?
It's A1 in any marriage. And
the other night she come on with all of the gangbusters with the Astroglide and everything like that, and I said, I cannot do this.
Oh, so you pushed her out of bed?
I said, I did not. I knew where she's learning this stuff.
No, but you know, you go to any department.
Good God, man, the woman is coming on to you, and you pushed her out of bed.
I know where she's learning this stuff, and she's going to make me look like a fool, because if she's got some stud she's going to bed with, and now she wants to give the Astroglide on me, and I look like a fool, because I ain't no stud, I'm just her husband.
Well, you know, maybe she feels comfortable enough with you that she can feel comfortable to experiment and go to the store, try something new, and bring it home with you and share it and have fun with you.
All of a sudden, she's buying Astroglide.
Why not?
Where do you find out about that? Where do you find out about that?
I went down to the mall the other day, and I went into a little shop called Spencer's, and they have a whole section of all sorts of gels and lotions, and you walk by it, and it's like, oh, well, this might be fun. Why not?
Yeah, might be fun for who?
For both of you.
For you and her, okay?
Right.
Well, I think that she has learned this technique, and she's getting all... with the capri pants and everything, for some guy that she's got going on.
Why would she be having sex with you? You know, a woman having an affair is going to suddenly, you know, I've heard it said that they suddenly become disinterested.
Because whoever this guy is she's with has opened up the sexual door.
But then why would she be with him then? I mean, why would she come home to you?
Now all of a sudden she's all horny with her capri pants.
All right, hold on, man. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Siamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get back to the caller, Steve. You're mentioning that your wife has learned some things sexually. She's wearing new clothes.
Well, she's dressing in this sort of contemporary way that is all of a sudden, you know, showing everything, or is not showing everything. I mean...
What about this sexual thing? People are saying that she is achieving these sexual skills to please you.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, since you told me to be candid, when we are in bed together, now... She touches herself. She's all touching and rubbing, you know, herself. Touching her on herself and rubbing on herself and all of these things that I used to do. She never used to move at all. I mean, she'd move, you know, but I mean, she let me do because I'm the husband, and she would allow me to be the husband. She'd allow me to be the man.
And I gotta tell you something. No, I better not. it's not. I don't think it's unusual. Okay.
Well, she never. When she's touching on herself, my friend, that says you're not, you know, pleasing her. And
well, I gotta tell you, I don't think that's the case. And you know what? What difference does it make if she's pleasing herself?
Which she never did this before. I never taught her how to do that. And I've been, I'll tell you, I was in the service, and I have been, and I'm not proud of this, I've been with some fairly high-priced, not high-priced or anything, but I was in the service, I was in Japan, I was with some fairly high-priced you know, women, and you have to put a double rubber on, you know, some of these women. But
okay, I don't need to hear about that.
But I've seen all kinds, and my wife's like a $500 an hour hooker now, and I just wonder where this comes from and how I can help her return to who she is before she makes a fool out of me.
I don't see how she's making a fool out of you. Let's go to a phone call in Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Buddy, you need to relax, first of all. She's not doing anything terribly against you. I'm talking about
my marriage here, okay?
No, I understand. I'm not by all minimizing what you're saying. And if you have your valid reasons, then I respect that. But just to give you insight on this, I'm about the same age that she is. I've gone through a certain change myself recently.
She's touching herself. Wanting to be a little bit more experimental.
I'm sorry?
Well, what? She's touching herself? Why?
Because she's trying to be a more sexual creature with you.
Why do you think it's not what you're used to,
so it's scaring you, and you need to relax.
Why do you think she's making a fool out of you? I'm curious.
Because, Mr. Henry, she's making a fool. She made me look like a fool because I don't know how to do, you know, she brought out this Astroglide and...
So what?
She starts laughing at me.
I've gone before. I've walked through a store and seen it and just said, oh, my gosh, this is great. Because also when you get in your 30s, your body changes and maybe you need a little Astroglide.
Why was she laughing
exactly
at you?
Because I brought this stuff. I thought it was some kind of a massage. I started rubbing it on my shoulders and stuff. And
did it feel good? Did you get her to help you rub it on
your shoulders? That's not apparently what you're supposed to do with it.
She's introducing you to this because she loves you and wants you involved. She was cheating on you, and I'm not saying she is.
Well, she's running.
You need to get her involved. She's getting you as her husband involved with her. And go with the flow and try to experiment a little bit. It's obviously not what
she laughs. Why did she laugh at me when I rubbed it on her shoulders?
She might have laughed because you don't use...
I know what you use it for. I mean, she showed me, and that was humiliating.
She shows you, and she's willing to work with you, and you got to be willing to work with her.
Ma'am, can I talk?
Let me tell you right now, girls talk. You have these other women saying, oh, she could have read it in a book. You're right. You don't
right.
listen, but girlfriends talk. Maybe she found a friend that's bringing out the best in her. She's only 35 years old, you said, and that's a very young, experimental, wannabe beautiful age. At 35, I know a lot of women that start to question their youth, their sexuality, and their beauty, and she's getting you as her husband involved. You're going to chase her away. She's obviously, let's say maybe she did meet somebody who taught her something,
and maybe it's the best thing that ever happened to your relationship. I can't think. If she met somebody who taught her something, I can't think of that. And then the other thought is, what if she's getting with women or something like that?
It's killing you, isn't it, that she's trying to better
herself than you? This is my wife. I don't want her to cheat on me, okay? Now I'll
ask
you.
I understand that, and I, by all means, it's not the right thing to do, but what I'm saying is she's coming home to you with this stuff.
Coming home to me.
Working with you, and the fact that she laughed when you put it on her shoulders is mean that she's playing.
Can I ask you a question? Because you sound like an intelligent woman, I will ask you this question, and I will hope that I, again, Mr. Henry, I realize it's an adult conversation.
Go ahead, man. I mean, whatever we can do, because you sound like you're in a panic state.
I apologize for that. She come home with this Astroglide or whatever you want to call it. She laughs when I put it on her shoulders. She says, that's not what that's for. I said, what's it for? And again, I don't mean to be, but she put it on me back, you know, on my backside.
Right.
She comes out with this deal that she's wearing on a belt.
Okay.
She got a, you call a strap on.
That's a little excessive, but, you know, maybe she's not
excessive? Okay,
like
so now all of a sudden I'm the woman, and she wants to put a strap on, and she wants to put that
honey,
thing in me.
No, a lot of men
all of a sudden,
like
I'm the woman.
Have a certain area penetrated for certain spots. I mean, the strap on's a little extreme, but to be honest with you, she's trying to please you in certain ways. And you'd be surprised how many men like to have that area stimulated.
I will tell you something. I have never indicated to her ever that I wanted to have her put a penis on and slide that thing up my backside.
Well, that's a little extreme.
Okay,
maybe you need to talk to her and find out where that motivation is.
Her
motivation is to do these things with you.
Well, when she's trying
right
these
now,
things...
I have been married to a man.
I screamed, and she thought I was like her bitch or something. She thought that was great.
Well, you need to communicate about that. You need to ask her, okay? Just listen to me. You need to ask her, sit down, communicate. If you don't want to lose her, because I guarantee if you start communicating with this woman, you're not going to lose her. Because if she was cheating on you and learning all this stuff, you would have already lost her. She would never be coming back to you to help you, to bring you into this little sexual thing that she wants to obviously
But you do agree that's excessive.
Sure. Sure, it's excessive.
All right, okay,
but,
that's all I wanted to hear. That's all. So
but
that's
you
the
know
point
what?
I'm
Let
making.
Me tell you, there is something about a man that likes that spot that I read in a book, okay?
You ever strap one on?
No.
You never strap one on. Okay, so you have not, and I doubt that any of the women I've talked to tonight, but here comes my wife wearing a pair of these what do you want to call them, the steel-toe boots.
Yes.
And a strap on, and she's got on a baseball cap.
Wait a second. Wait, what?
But she comes out, Mr. Andrew, the bathroom in a baseball cap, steel-toe boots, and a strap on, and she's got me laying there with my knees up around my ears. And
okay,
what am I
supposed to do? I want to stop her and laugh
and
a little bit.
Well,
that's
said,
a little excessive. Just communicate with her, but basically you just need to relax. A
look at Pal,
just
all of the stuff
and
yeah.
find out what's going on by talking instead of just freaking out and making accusations.
All the stuff you're talking about here, it certainly doesn't sound like.
Where'd she learn about a strap-on? Who bought her that? You telling me that my wife went downtown into one of these stores and bought a strap-on?
Yeah,
that's something that a guy.
What's so shocking about that?
My wife never been outside of Corona.
She's
not been out of Corona. She's not going to go downtown Los Angeles and go get a one of these deals. There's a man out there I know who gave that to her for her birthday.
That's not
God
true.
I swear to God, it is.
Well, guys, I'm not.
When was her birthday?
Enough, but does she have any new girlfriends she's hanging out with?
No, there's some guy out there that gave that to her for her birthday.
Does she have any new girlfriends that she's hanging out with?
The same old crew.
Somebody
you know,
new from work, maybe. Does she work outside the home or?
No, nobody I can think of.
Well, you know, you first of all, just stop right now. You're just jumping.
She's making me look like a fool.
Accusations.
She's making me look like a fool with my knees up around my ears, and she's doing all that.
No, honey, she's not making you look like a fool. She's not making you look like a fool. She's trying to introduce you to something that might be excessive, but you're her husband. You can't be a fool.
Just don't let her break out a video camera, okay?
Well, she won't do that too.
You're kidding.
No,
I swear to God. She won't have that thing set up. And
Jesus, man, you sound like you got a woman that's every man's dream. I'm just kidding, but
so you want to have your knees up around your?
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just saying things.
She thinks that I might like this? You saying that she thinks I might like this? No way, sir.
I don't know. If you don't want to lose her, if I were you, I'd talk. Because, like I said, she's obviously coming to you for this.
Thank you for your call tonight, ma'am. Look, you've been telling us a lot of very personal stuff here.
And the reason why I'm doing it is I want to give you the extent to what you want to make me look like a fool. And
well, how is she making you look like a fool?
Because I don't know what the hell she's doing. She pulled out Astroglide and all of this, talking to me about all of this. And I feel like a complete fool laying there in bed with my knees around my ears. And I feel like a fool because of the fact that I don't know nothing about the things she talks about. Now, I know there's a man out there that bought that fur because I know April's birthday. It was October the 7th. And I know that somebody out there probably just as a gag gift bought her a strap-on and she decided she'd try it out. And
a gag gift? Where, at work?
Could be at work, something like that, yeah.
All right, here is Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Hi, I just want to give you a guy's point of view. I'm married, have been married for 8 years. And my wife and I were getting kind of bored, and she took it upon herself to make changes. She did go to the gym. She lost some weight. She's dressing more provocatively. She's going out with friends.
She's fooling around.
No.
Yeah, pal.
Listen, man.
She's screwing around on you. And
listen to what the guy's saying. Listen to him.
Listen to me.
I don't have to listen to him. I know what's going on.
You're jumping to conclusions. You need to settle down and listen to somebody else's point of view, and maybe you'll learn something. What I'm trying to tell you is you need to be taking advantage of what she's doing and eating it up.
Eating it up, huh? Taking it up the rear end? How am I supposed to eat up taking it up the rear end?
Listen
to you now. How long have you been doing that? I don't think you have.
What I'm telling
you. But you're recommending to me that I do?
Well, if you be quiet for 5 seconds, I'll tell you what we're doing, and I'll be really specific about it. My wife took it upon herself to make some changes. She did read some books. She decided to get a little more adventurous in bed. And she is incredibly gifted in bed now, way more than she was in the past.
Who'd she learn it from?
Excuse me?
Who'd she learn that from? Because it wasn't you.
She learned it from...
You want to be called somebody's bitch? I don't think so. I'm not coming from my wife. I don't want to be called someone's bitch.
Well, it's just talk, man. It's just talk in the bedroom, okay?
That brings up another point. If you've been married for 18 years, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
You should feel incredibly comfortable with your wife to where she couldn't make you feel like a fool. You should be on such a level with her that you guys could discuss anything you wanted in the privacy of your home without you feeling stupid. It sounds to me like you have a low self-image, and I will say...
Low self-image. No man wants to be bent over a coffin. coffee table, okay?
Okay, you know what?
By his wife.
My wife has never strapped one on.
Let me ask you a question. How do you
definitely used her tongue and her finger.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. How do you discuss strap-ons? Where do I go? Is there a chat room I can get into?
There probably is a chat room, but we're talking about this with your wife.
How do I sit down over coffee and say, can I discuss your strap-on?
You should be comfortable enough with your wife to discuss anything with her. There's something to be said for the prostate gland, buddy.
I'm going
to
tell you something. You and me are both being made to look like fools.
No, buddy.
Yeah.
I do not look like a fool.
You look like a fool.
No,
and I'll ask this right to you right now. You like the tickle of that what do they call that? Of the taint area?
Of the anus?
No, the taint. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to hear a couple of guys rapping about it. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all I'm saying, because you're trying to make me look like a fool.
No, she's...
She doesn't make you look like a fool.
You know what,
listen,
buddy, I will say, if she was cheating on you, she would have been gone by now. I'm telling you, if she's doing it with you...
Or she wouldn't want to be...
She'd be loving it. She wouldn't be doing it with you at all.
Yeah.
She'd be letting you use your hand, and she'd be getting it somewhere else.
She would not
be bringing all this new stuff home to you.
How could she touching herself?
Okay.
I love to watch my wife masturbate. She likes to watch me masturbate.
That's great.
Well, how come a man, and she bites, too, real hard. And I'll tell you something else. I think it's sadistic when a woman now, she's 35 years old, went out, got braces, and now all of a sudden she wants to be oral with the braces. And I'll tell you, it is painful. Oh, God. And all I...
Okay, I've heard, like, a lot of stuff here that I'd rather not... I mean...
Yeah, but it catches on the skin.
That's great, okay? And if she's 34 going out getting braces? I don't know what to tell you. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, let me give you a little advice. No teeth, okay? That's a wrong move. That's a wrong thing to do with Steve Bozell, all right? No teeth with Steve Bozell. And if she's doing that... And
well, maybe she ain't as skilled as you thought she was then, brother. Maybe there's something you can show her. It's Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Steve, a lot of things that we're talking about has to do... What are you doing?
I'm sorry. My wife's going to be home in 20 minutes. She's telling me that I've got to be ready, and it's this crazy thing that's going on, because I'm trying to work with this, okay?
Yeah, but what were you doing?
What I'm doing now is... Oh, God. She says that I got to be ready for...
What are you doing?
I'm hitting myself on the backside. Ow. Because...
What are you hitting yourself on the backside for?
Because she said I got to be ready for her. Because she's going to be home in 20 minutes. She's out with her girlfriend. This is a complete and utter change in my life. Ow. Ow. Ouch. That I don't know what to do. And
well, why don't you tell her you don't want her to... She's spanking you?
That is part of what... Yeah. It hurts, but it's funny because it hurts, but it also doesn't hurt.
And okay, whatever it is you guys are into. Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Charleston, hello.
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to say to that gentleman, my husband and I were married for 23 years.
Ouch.
And after several years, our sex life got...
Ow.
Boring.
Hold on for
it
a minute.
Was just boring.
Would you not do that, okay?
She told me to get ready.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Our sex life was boring.
Ouch.
And so I did everything that I could to educate myself.
Ouch.
You know, I'd read books.
Ouch.
I'd talk to girlfriends.
Ow. Ouch.
I can hear Mr. Bozell what you're doing, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Move the phone away.
All right.
You read books, ma'am?
Yes, I read books. I talked to girlfriends.
Yow.
I don't want to sound gross, but...
Ouch.
I mean, you know, we're talking about something very personal here. So I'd even, you know, view some of these pornographic videos.
It hurts, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I don't mean in a lecherous way.
Oh, hi, honey.
But
are you ready?
Sometimes when
I'm ready.
When you read those, when you see those, they're very educational.
Maybe not the sack. Please not the sack.
Ow. And you can learn a lot of things from them.
Ow.
But everything that I learned, I took to our bedroom. I will never fool around on my husband.
Go ahead, do it.
Not the lube.
What is going on? What's he doing?
Not the lube, please.
Please put it on.
God damn, I got to use the lube.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Ow. Ow. Damn, that's almost good.
Try.
If he's so opposed to this, why is he doing this on the radio?
I have no idea.
Take it, bitch.
Ouch! Ouch!
Why was he spanking
him? What is he? It's his wife.
Take it, bitch.
No, but he said he had to get ready for her.
She's home now. Apparently, she's there.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he first started spanking, was he spanking himself?
He said that he was getting ready for her or something.
Okay, so he was spanking himself, right?
Here comes the pain.
If he's opposed to it, what is he doing it on the radio for?
I have no idea.
Ow.
This doesn't make any sense.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think maybe you've got a little fake caller there.
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, oh. Ow.
Driving in my car, smoking my cigar. The only time I'm happy is when I play my guitar. Oh.
Take it.
Ouch. Not bad.
Sailing in my yacht, what a lot I got. Happiness is something that just cannot be bought.
I don't wanna go until I found it all out.